This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. and Canadian officials confirm the shootdown on Saturday of what they're calling a high-altitude airborne object over northern Canada. As VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington reports, this is the second such incident in just 2 days.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder said U.S. President Joe Biden authorized fighter jets assigned to NORAD to work with Canada. Ryder said the object was first detected late Friday night over Alaska. That was just hours after a U.S. F-22 shot down a similar unidentified object spotted above Alaska. A week ago, a larger object, characterized by U.S. officials as a Chinese spy balloon, was shot out of the sky as it moved over the waters of the Atlantic Ocean just off the coast of South Carolina. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine supporters have now circulated a proposed resolution to the UN General Assembly on the eve of the first anniversary of the Russian invasion, AP correspondent Charles Ledesma.
Supporters say the proposed resolution underscores the need for peace, ensuring Ukraine's sovereignty, independence, unity, and territorial integrity. The proposed resolution, obtained on Friday by the Associated Press, is broader and less detailed than Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's 10-point peace plan. UN diplomats, speaking on condition of anonymity because discussions have been private, said this was a deliberate decision by Ukraine and its backers to try to gain maximum support when the resolution is put to a vote on February 23. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And police were out across France on Saturday as protesters held sometimes rest of fourth round of nationwide demonstrations against President Emmanuel Macron's plans to reform the country's pension system. This is VOA News. Rescue efforts continue in southern Turkey and northwestern Syria, where 7.8 magnitude and several aftershocks killed an estimated 28,000 people. United Nations Aid Chief Martin Griffiths visited some of the devastation in Turkey on Saturday. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Touring the wreckage, Griffiths described the earthquake as the worst event in 100 years in this region. Griffiths walked through areas piled high with debris from the quake as rescue workers continue to move rubble and search for survivors. The death toll is expected to climb as more bodies are pulled from the wreckage. Speaking during a news briefing in the Turkish province of Kahramanmaraş, Griffiths also lauded Turkey's response to the disaster as extraordinary.
The courage of your first responders working 24 hours all the time to get people out, hoping for one more sound, for one more person to survive. This is something I will not forget.
Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Demonstrators demanding the resignation of the Peruvian president, Dina Boluarte, took to the streets of Lima on Saturday. Clash with security forces who fired tear gas to try to disperse those protesters. Hundreds lined the streets with signs calling for a resignation, waving banners. The security officials dispersed the protesters in an attempt to maintain control over Lima's historic center, an area where Lima's Metropolitan Council has decreed a ban for at least 180 days on all public gatherings that threaten public safety or health. The head of a union representing most of the Memphis Fire Department said that three employees who were fired after the death of Tyree Nichols were not given enough information as they responded to the call for medical help. The Memphis Firefighters Association President Thomas Malone also wrote Friday to city council members that the information was withheld from the first responders by people on the scene. The Daily Memphian reported on the letter. Three fire department employees were fired in Nichols' death 3 days after the January 7th beating. There is more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.